isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rockin' Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program, showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but tis the season to be jolly, so Merry Xmas, and welcome to part one of a special two-part Xmas Rockin' Rhythm Review.
Christmas means glittering lights, gaily wrapped gifts.
That's right.
Sounds of laughter and good cheer. To the folks at Preparation H, it means a time to pause for a few moments.
"'Twas the blink before Christmas, and all through the crib, I dug the real gone ones, spieling ad lib. Their leg sacks were hung by the smoke hole, in fact. All the squares were ready to beg from old Santa's fine pack. Why, the cats and the fly chicks were knocking their nod, while some real nervous ideas in their think boxes trod. "'Hey, Pop, open your glimmers,' hollered little Joe Hip. And I bounced from my softie and gave my lilies a flip. I dug a slider man up there in the sky and laughed a deal of what it was pulled by. Four deuces of trotters, the biggest of sleds, all cool and real frantic from hoof to their head. The trotters were wailing and laying their drive right over our crib, man, and that's no jive. 'Twas then I dug the cat cracking the whip, mad. Real gone, like he just left his ship. He started swinging and shouting out loud, and he laid a spiel on his nags who had just rode through the clouds. Now Dasher, now Dancer, now Prancer and Vixen, on Comet, on Cupid, not a stride are we Nixon. With his sled loaded down with some real crazy things, this nervous cat popped out as though he wore wings. We all ducked away from the window so bright as we heard that cat fall down the smoke hole that night. The bag on his shoulders was just bulging and fat with playthings and presents for each chick and each cat. There were drapes and togs and sky pieces fine, bottles and jugs, mostly Sneaky Pete wine. He loosed up his bag and dumped out all that jive. And when we started pulling and grabbing, man, didn't we strive? Old Satchmo began blowing some mad jumping riffs as we cats and chicks latched on to those gifts. Saint Nick got so salty, man, he became a real drag. Wrapped up his presents to put back in his bag. He copped a quick trot to the smoke hole once more, and the cats and the fly chicks cut rug to the floor. In a flash, he was gone, right on up through that hole. And all that was left was a jug of wine old Joe Hippett stole. Now believe me, you people, I tell you no lie, and I'll stick by this story till the day I die. With my own deuce of gone peepers, I dug old Saint Nick, and I'm swearing it was him, and it's no trick. Though he left no evidence to prove I'm not lying, go get a taste from Joe Hip of that fine Sneaky Pete wine.
That was the Fillmore Four's Blink Before Christmas, a 1953 hipster variation of Henry Livingston's 1823 poem, A Visit from St. Nicholas, a.k.a. The Night Before Christmas. Wait, Livingston? You mean Clement Moore. Many are unaware that the poem has long suffered from an authorship dispute. It's an intriguing story that I implore you to research further. But for me, the evidence supports Livingston as the true author. As far as Phil Moore, he was the first of at least four attempts to pull off the hipster variation, the others being Babs Gonzalez's Bebop Santa Claus, Ed Cookie Burns' Yulesville, and even Art Carney. Also from 1953 comes this Louis Armstrong present, which may just be the only Xmas tune to capture the fear factor one would have when a big man in a red suit comes breaking into your home in the dead of winter. With his group, the Commanders, "Zat You, Santa Claus?"
Is that you, Santa Claus? Gifts I'm preparing for some Christmas sharing, but I pause because hang in my stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? Shoe is dark out, ain't the slightest spark out on my clacking jaw. Who's there? Who is it? Stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Are you bringing a present for me? Something pleasantly pleasant for me? That is just what I've been waiting for. Would you mind slipping it under the door? Old winds are howling, or could that be growling? My legs feel like stars. Yeah, my, oh me, my. Kindly will you reply? Is that you, Santa Claus? Yes, hang in the stocking, I can hear a knocking. Is that you, Santa Claus? You stopping for a visit? Is that you, Santa Claus? Oh, there, Santa, you gave me your scare. Now stop teasing, cause I know you're there. We don't believe in no goblins today, but I can't explain why I'm shaking that way. Then I can see old Santa in the keyhole. I'll get to the cause. One peek and I'll try there. Oh, there's an eye there. Is that you, Santa Claus? Please, please, pay to my knees. Say that's you, Santa Claus. That's him, all right.
Somehow it seemed more like Halloween than Christmas.
Itinerant fretboard ace Eddie Nehemiah Ruffin recorded under so many pseudonyms, I imagine Santa had a difficult time keeping his naughty list in order. Showing up on Schlack mostly as Riff Ruffin, this 1956 tune for the Cash label went unreleased for 50 years, but it was a gift worth the wait. Xmas Baby.
Old Santa's knocking at my door. Well, he's got a bag full of goodies, and my natural baby's standing in my door. Well, I started up through my chimney just to see what I could find. I started up through my chimney just to see. see what I could find. Yes, I met old Santa coming down the chimney. He was bringing that mighty fine baby of mine. I sit around last Christmas with my mouth poked out. I was worried about my baby and the way she was cutting out. So I got in touch with old Santa and I told him all the score. He brought my natural baby. Now I don't worry anymore. Santa Claus, Santa Claus, well, you sure been good to me. Well, you brought my natural baby for Christmas. I'm happy as a man can be. Oh, Merry Christmas, baby.
Xmas and Sex have long shared the same tree in rock and rhythm, although tamed by modern standards. This overlooked outgrowth of Xmas music provided some of the sexiest, rockinest, and hilarious music of the Sexmas genre. Enter the utterly anonymous Jimmy Butler and his 1954 ornament of Xmas double entendre on micro-labeled gem, Trim Your Tree.
Look, Ralph, will you hurry up and finish trimming the tree? People might start dropping in later.
Christmas balls. I'll sprinkle my snow up on your tree and hang a mistletoe on your wall. Baby, I'll make you cheery. Baby, you'll call me dearie. Baby, I want to trim you a beautiful Christmas tree. Trim a tree like me. Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I wanna trim ya. Baby, I wanna trim ya. A beautiful Christmas tree. Now come on, girl, I wanna trim your tree.
Rock and rhythm had one true wunderkind, Frank Sugarchild Robinson. After 1952, the 14-year-old abruptly left the music biz and disappeared, leaving a lingering mystery for decades before the 60-something Robinson reemerged performing one-off concerts and providing musicologists the details of his going-ons over the last 50 years. Frank had the gifts you don't get from Santa on the 88s, but left one of his own in 1950, Christmas Boogie.
Boogie, woogie, woogie.
Xmas Rockabilly from Utah? Yep, and it just may be the rockin'est Xmas Rockabilly ever cut in vinyl. Three Aces and a Joker cut it in 1959 for the micro label GRC, but the flip was the real stunner, Booze Party, which must have received zero airplay in the teetotaling Mormon-dominated state from which it sledded. Sleigh Bell Rock. Ending up in the hoosegow on Xmas is a scenario most are likely not to admit. And in 1956, for their last single as a group, and the last single for their micro-label empire ever pressed, the youngsters released this cautionary tale of drinking and driving on Xmas that literally had the National Safety Council send a thank you letter for. Christmas in Jail.
Santa Claus don't drink.
Oh no? Well, how come he's always falling down chimneys?
Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail, had a little too much to drink. Ain't got no bail, ain't got no bail, and I'm spending New Year's Eve in the clink. I was in the wrong lane, feeling no pain, souped my car to 75. They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. You're gonna drink and drive no more.
Christmas, Happy New Year.
They're singing down the street while everybody's having Christmas turkey. They give me bread and water to eat. Christmas in jail, Christmas in jail. Wore my shoes out pacing the floor. Got rocks in my head, I wish I was dead. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more. Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna drink and drive no more.
Merry Christmas!
A loco Santa Claus was a theme broached twice in Rock and Rhythm, an unreleased 1956 track by the Debonairs, and a 1954 track for shouter Oscar McLally and his Honey Jumpers on the Modern label. The flip was a pretty tiresome Xmas track released the year prior, found its way back to Shellac in time again for Xmas, this time paired with a Jump Blues offering. Dig that crazy Santa Claus.
I don't know. Either I'm off my nut or he is. Or you are.
It isn't me.
Maybe I left the car up at Martini's. Well, come on, Gabriel.
Clarence.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his red suit on. Dig that walk, that crazy talk.
Man, oh man, he's really gone.
Dig that crazy Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack.
All the little hip cats jump for joy.
Cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those groovy reindeer Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Dig that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys, so you better
be good this Christmas Eve.
Santa Claus with his bag of toys. Drags his sack through a chimney stack.
All the little hip cats jump for joy.
Well, cool it, Rudolph, cool it. With your nose aglow, tell those groovy reindeer when Santa starts to blow.
Go, go!
Take that crazy Santa Claus. Well, I do believe he will bring some crazy toys, so you better
be good this Christmas Eve. Jingle jangle.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning in to part one of the Xmas Rock and Rhythm Review. Stay tuned for part two. My special thanks to Jim Walsh and Bing Crosby. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to WMAT@mail.com and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review.
Christmas cards, huh? A little late, aren't you?
Well, I was going to send them out Monday, but we had that stakeout.
Johnny Marks should be known as the Saint Nick of Xmas music for gifting songs like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Holly Jolly Christmas, and Run Rudolph Run. I have nothing against Mark's pedestrian, affable, vanilla Xmas tunes, but a time where labels strong-arm many musicians out of their writer's credits, it's not hard to take Chuck Berry at his word that this was the case for his Rudolph. Marks, in effect, owned the musical concept of Rudolph, although he himself didn't invent the character, and apparently threatened to sue. Chess Records obviously felt the threat was real and gave Marks authorship for airplay in 1958. Maybe Johnny Marks should be known as the Scrooge of Xmas music.
Miss Holloway, are you responsible for the employees of this bank referring to me as Ebenezer Scrooge?
No, why do you ask?
When I came through the lobby just now, they all chanted in unison, "Here come the Scrooge, here come the Scrooge."
Guitar. And then away went Rudolph.
a merry-go-round. Said Santa to a girl child, what would please you most to get? A little baby doll that can cry, sleep, drink, and wet. And then away went Rudolph, whizzing like a saber jet. Really like a merry-go-round.